Yeah, the Gemara here on Kuf Tetvav has a shaila about Eid Echad Bil Muhammad. The woman, Mishnah said the woman's only believed B'Shah Shalom, B'Shah Spachama not. So the Gemara asks a shaila about what's the din by an Eid Echad. And the Gemara in the bottom of the Yom tries to push the shaila from a Braisa. And it says that Tashma Maisu B'Shnei Tamadei Chachamim Shayuboin im Abba Yosef ben Simoy besvina the Tava the Hesi Rabbi Nishosei and Alpinoshim. And the Gemara then asks, "But it's Mayim Shein Lam Sof," and the din is Mayim Shein Lam Sof is Aser. That's the Mishnah later on. So how could he be Matir? Mishnah later on, a Kufchaf Aleph Amud Aleph points out a Machlokes Tanoim. Actually, the Mishnah has one day, which we paskin. Then Mayim Shein Lam Sof is Aser. And the definition is if a man drowns, God forbid, in a river where you can't see the four borders, the edges. That's how the Gemara defines it, Akuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Psak is, we paskin, then Mayim Shiesh Lam Sof, where it's a lake where you can see the borders, then the husband is, the woman is Muteris. Mayim Shein Lam Sof, Ishta Zasura. And Reb Meir holds that in both cases she's a surah. We paskin like the Chachamim. Mayim Sheish Lam Sof, a woman is Muteris. Mayim Sheish Lam Sof, the woman is a surah. And so the Gemara says, how could that be? How could Rebbe Matar? So the Gemara says, Akuftet Vavam Ibeis, on the top of the Yomid, the Gemara says that we saw the bodies, they saw the bodies immediately, and they said Simonim. So, first of all, Lamaisa, the three types of simonim. You have simonim that are gruim. Guy lost his gemara, we're learning Yavamas this year, and he says, my gemara. That's a simon garua. Then you have simonim uvhakim, which of course are good, which the Beishmur of Shechter Shlita always defines as echad mini elef. And he said, I'll be pashtus, you have 1,000 guys going on the highway. So echad mini elef is a simon muvuk. If it be 1,000,000 guys on the highway and it's only Echad Mini Aleph, that wouldn't be a Simon Mufuk. And then you have Simon Em Soim, which the Mishnah says above Metziah and Chavzayim and Aleph are considered to be good for Hashavas Avedim. And the Gemara above Metziah has a Shiloh, whether Simonim are Diorais or Simonim are Derabanan. And on the Tzad that Simonim are Derabanan, the Simon Em Soim would be good because of Hefker based on Hefker. Everyone would agree that if I lost something, I'd want to be able to get it back with such a simon, so this would be good just as well. So the Rosh says in Bav Metziah, this was an Ibayin Lo Ifshita, whether simonim are d'orais or simonim are d'rabbanan. And the nafkamina is cases of matering a woman to get married. If you hold that it's d'orais, you're going to require simonim ufakim. If you're going to hold simonim d'rabbanan, you're not going to require simonim ufakim. So Tosus clearly learning on Kuftet Vavim and Beis that the Pashtus is in the Pesachei Tshuva quotes on our din of Mayim Shein Lam Sof where there was a Chumrim in the Rabbanon that we do not allow the woman to get remarried. Does that mean that you require the Araisa concept? That I mean, there's the Rabbanon imposed this Chumrah, but they imposed it so strong that you needed the Araisa evidence. So you need Simonim Ufakim. Or do you say no, that really for all intents and purposes we assume the guy's dead, and therefore we would allow even Simon Em Soim. So Pesachei Tshuva and Simon Yud Zayin quotes 2 days and we've shown him on that. Tosfos clearly here on Kuftet Vavim and Beis says you need Simonim Ufakim. And he says if we're talking about Simonim, he held you need, even in the case of Mayim Shein Lam Sof, you would need Simonim Ufakim. And the Beis Shmuel in Simon Yud Zayin Sifkan Pei Gimel points out that so why do you have to see him la'alter? So he points out, and other Rishonim have this as well, that you could read the Vav as, oh, it's either you saw him immediately or you're relying on Simonim. So it's either or. And the Ramah actually quotes that if you're working with Simonim, you don't have to see it immediately. The Ramah there in Shulchan Aruch points out that even if it was Nishtoya, you didn't see the body immediately, you could rely on Simonim. So that's just from the very outset. It's interesting to point out that at least Tosa seems to say that you require Simonim Ufakim, but that's important to know. When they instituted Mayim Shein Lam Sof, are you going to need the Araisa type of Raya Simonim Ufakim? Or, for all intents and purposes, the guy is dead. For what areas? The Shulchan Aruch Paskas for Ksuba, she collects her Ksuba. for purposes of Yerusha, he's considered to be dead. The Gemara says on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, for the Gemara has a story here. If you look at Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara has a story that saw one of the Amoraim took a shvua, and Rabbi Kiveger in the Gilyon HaShas points out in Chuvas Maimonios, how could you take a shvua, Lamaisa? We don't allow her to get remarried. The answer is because for all intents and purposes, a rov, the guy's dead. So for areas of Ksuba, for areas of Yerusha, for areas of shvua, the guy's dead. In fact, all the Gedol, later Gedol Achram saying for purposes of Kaddish, we assume the guy's dead. The Gilyon Marshal, Reb Shlomo Eger and Shulchan Aruch writes that you don't say Kaddish, but the other later Achronim arguing on him. So four areas we just mentioned, we consider the guy to be dead. So the Pashtus, it's considered to be a Chumra Wad, a Chumra Mid the Rabbanon. And if that's the case, that it's a Chumra Mid the Rabbanon, so we would understand the Maisa that there would be good reason to say maybe Simanim Emsoim Taka would be good. But nonetheless, Tosis writes you would need Simanim Ufakim. Now, Lamaisa, it's very important that we point out what on earth is this all about, this Din of Mayim Shein Lemsof? I mean, the whole Mahalach and the whole end of the Masicht is to be Mekel. It's to let this woman not to be stuck as an aguna. Eid Echad we allow an Ishu, we allow Krovin, we allow Avadim, we allow a Goy Mesich Lefi Tumo. The Gemara says in Chafeim and Beis, Akasim and Rabbanon is good for Eidus Isha. The whole Mahalach is you don't want to get her stuck. And all of a sudden you get to the end of the Masichta here, and Kuf Chaf Aleph, right, in the Gemara quarter on Kuf Tevav, we saw, Mayim Shein Lamasov, she's awesome. It's a Pella. It's Mama Shapella. So I heard from Rav Shechter Shlita after 9/11. He said a beautiful mahalach. I couldn't find it inside Befeirish, but I want to say that over first. He quoted Or Sameach, where Or Sameach quotes a Rashi in the beginning of the second Pirka Sukkah. Rashi in the beginning of the second Pirka Sukkah is on Chafal from Dimaskul Mevin. There was a big machlekes between the Tanoim and the Tztukim by a Tful Yom. Could a Tful Yom, a Tful Yom is a man who went to Mikveh, hadn't had hair of a Shemesh. Can he do the Asiyas Par Aduma? It's a Machlekes Tanoim, and it's the Stukim against the Tanoim, the Prushim. And the Stukim held, he's not acceptable. They were Machmer. And the Prushim, the Tanoim held, he was okay. And I remember if Shetra said, Al Pisvar, if you had asked him, he would have thought, like the Tztukim, because the Paradum is Kari Achatas, Rahman. Rahman are Kari Achatas, and a Paradum is Tommy for Kachim. A Tful Yom is Tommy for Kachim. So I would have, Pashtus, you would have thought what the Tztukim said. But the Chum had a Drasha that a Tful Yom is acceptable to the degree, Kede Lahotzi Liban Shal Tztukim, they used to be Mitame a Koyin, Mamish, they would Mitame him, he would go to Mikveh, and he would do the Asiyas Paradum. So there was that concept they did. So there was a concern that people would think this would get out of hand, and they would think it's a very light zach, the paraduma. They're allowing a tful yom, and they would allow everything to go. So therefore, there are a lot of different wild chumras that were imposed during Bayesheni, during Asiyas Paraduma, to offset and balance that kula that they did, that they were metame a tful yom and allowed a tful yom to do asiyas par adum. So these chumras were instituted to offset and balance that kula. That's what the Rashi says in Masechah Sukkah and Chafal from an Alves. So the Rasamech wants to say who did not be here. There's so many kulas we have here about aguna, is that people might think it's a lechter zach, you know, it's no big deal. Losina, Eshishish, no big deal. So therefore we needed to throw in a Chumrah. And that Chumrah was Mayim Shein Lemsof, that Shitaka would be Usur. That's what the Or Sameach is Masber that did. That's what his Masber that did. Because the truth of the matter is, it's very fascinating. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out, he has a long Chuvin, Ben Poros Chemek Beis Simen Ches, but in the Otzus Yosef, in the Chevek Drush, he points out an amazing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, let's say you take a 20-year-old man and a 20-year-old girl, and a 20-year-old man leaves her. She'll be, her life is ruined, basically. She'll be stuck for her whole life. Mamish Yushami has a havamina that we would allow her to get remarried, but Kamashma we don't allow because of Losinif. To that degree, right? The famous Shitu Mekubetzis and Ksubis says that we know that Dinis Pikuach Nefesh Doha Kolot Rakula, except for the Gimel Averis, but let's say a person would be in terrible torture, in terrible pain. He would be in terrible torture and terrible pain. Is he allowed? Do we say that that's also Docha Kolot Rakula, except for the Gimel Averis? So there is Yushalmi, the Shitu Mekubetzis Kolot Ksubis, yes, there is such a din. There is such a Locha. So Yushalmi has this Havamina, the Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes, that Lamaisa, we would have this Havamina to allow her to get remarried because she's going to be under such sar. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. So I'm just highlighting what's the story with Mayim Shalem Sof. The word is, based on the Rosh Mech, it was to balance all these coolers. They came up with all these coolers, but you think it might get out of hand. But to the degree we strive to care about her, as evident by all these coolers we have, and to the degree the Yushami had that Havamina. And I wanted to mention the Chaburus L'Shem Refu Shlema for Rav Shechter Shlita, that he should be well and be strong. But that's to the degree of that Havamina. So that's the pshat, that's Or Samech's pshat, Maim Shein Lem Sof, as to why there was this Chumra thrown in. It's a very beautiful pshat. I did not find it inside the Or Samech that I last had in the Mar Mekoymus describes this all these coolers, but he doesn't point out this Rashi and Sukkah. I couldn't find it. The other pshat that I found is from the Mordechai and Simon Sadi Aleph, really quotes a Gemara in Bechairis. The Gemara in Bechairis on Memvavim at Beis, the Gemara there is discussing there in Bechairis, if you have twins and a child comes out of the womb and the face can be seen. So the Gemara pilpels what degree the face has been, with the chaitim, with the whole face, with the nose. So the Gemara says when it comes to this halacha, it's not enough to have the forehead, you need to see the whole face when it comes to Eidus Isha. So the Gemara says Eidus Isha is chumra, mem vav mem beis b'charis, where machmur comes Eidus Isha. Frak the Gemara, where machmur comes Eidus Isha, we have all these kulas. So the Gemara says the following distinction. The Gemara says betchilas Eidus and besof Eidus is different. What does that mean? Betchilas Eidus, in the actual Eidus itself, there are no kulas. Mayim Shein Lam Sof is the best raya, the Mordechai says. The Mordechai says that Mayim Shein Lam Sof comes from that Gemara B'choros. The viewing, we have no clues. You didn't see the body dead, then we're not Mekel. It's very possible that maybe he got out somewhere, or because there was a wave, or we'll see in the Gemara we're going to get to, the Maisa. But that he says that's the pshat in the Gemara. Mayim Shein Lam Sof is a manifestation of Beschilas Eidus to Arnokulus. The Sof Eidus to Arnokulus. About the communication of Eidus to Beis, and we have all these Kulus. Eidacha. We have Goy Mesich Lefitum. There we have Kulus by Eidus Isha. But there are no Kulus Betchilas Eidus. So the Mordechai says that's Gufa the pshat in the din of Mayim Shein Lam Sof. Because in the body of the Eidus there are no Kulus. So that's how the Mordechai said pshat. Why in fact Lamaisa? Because I you can't assume, even though Mayim Sheish Lam Sof is a rov, that's like a gigantic rov. So it's like a bar, it's a Baruch Hashemish. But Mayim Sheish Lam Sof is not Baruch Hashemish, so that's what he means. B'tchilas Adavar, there were no kulas by Eidus Isha. This is how the Mordechai says pshat. Okay, so what comes out from here is that, and the Shiloh of 9/11 was a case, but all the posts, it doesn't have to be a case of the shaila is why was 9/11 not a case of Mayim Shein Lam Sof? But I want to bring out the poskim don't say it doesn't have to be a case where a guy drowns in a river. It's any case where there's a rove that the guy is dead, but there's still a possibility he got away. So that was the big shaila, like why was 9/11 not Mayim Shein Lam Sof? So many of the poskim have a kula lamaisa. Many of the poskim have a kula. And I want to mention, we should mention that. A woman, we didn't mention the psak from the Gemara here, Kufavalf, a woman is Mayim Shein Lam Sof, Asura. She gets married, it's Lotetza. That's Beferish in the Gemara. But it's interesting, the Ramah quotes in Sif Yud Ches, I'm sorry, in Sif Lamed Daled, that if she's an Avaryanis, that she got married 2 days in Agos Mordechai, 2 days in Rishona. She got married and she knew it was Asur. Do we allow her to stay married? Do we still say Lotetza? It's 2 days in the Gos Mordechai, and the Ramah is Machmer. She's an Avaryanis. We will not allow her to stay married. She knew the halacha. We won't allow her to stay married. So that's very important to know. And also, the Gemara has an amazing story here, Kufav Alef Amud Alef. The Rambam says this is one of the 24 things that were manada someone. Where manada based and based in the paskins that a case of Maim Shein Lem Sof, that a woman's muters lechachila, we put that based in a nidui. It's one of the Esrim. And the Lechemisha says the only Bezin did it betal, bemazin. If they did it betal, so we wouldn't put them in Nidu. So I want to mention that Lechemisha as well regarding that din. So Lemaisa, how do you get out of it, Lemaisa? How do you get out of it? So there is a tshuva in the Imre Yosher, Chelik Beis Simen Chav Dalet, where he quotes Amaram Padova. Amaram Padova was a cousin of the Ramah. And he says an amazing line. The psak of Mayim Shein Lem Sof, he writes, Bikshu Chachamim Alilos. The Chachamim Bikshu Chachamim Lahakal Alilos for Mayim Shein Lem Sof. Meaning, Mayim Shein Lem Sof, Chazal didn't want the woman to get stuck that she can't get remarried. Chazal wanted the Chum to work hard and Shvitz to come up with a heter why it's okay, but not that they should get stuck with it. Okay? If they have no other svaras, what can you do? But it was basically, it's very much a manifestation of that or sameach. It was to throw into balance all these kulas, but it's just a stopgap. Not that it should stop you completely. You should work hard to try to come up with kulas. And Reb Moshe Zatzal has a famous tshuva about Auschwitz, but the Lemaisa, he quotes beforehand. The Beis Yaakov was the first Gedol Achronim that started this Chiddush to get out of problems of Mayim Shein Lem Sof. And it was based on the concept of Trei Rube. The Beis Yaakov was a contemporary of the Shach, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner also had this Heter as well. The Mishkas Yankov says that all the Rabbonim in Volozhiner agreed with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Yotza Maisa Yotza Heter, and Reb Yitzchok Chanan As I had in the Mar Makomos here in Chelik Aleph, Simen Chaf Alf, Hanaf Beis, and Ibn Ezer, where all these Gedol Achrim developed this theory of Trei Rube, that Bechiyai Gavna, Chazal did not have the Chum of Mayim Shein Lem Sof in a case where it's a double rove. When there's a double rove, there is no Chum of Mayim Shein Lem Sof. And that's where Moshe works with in the case of Auschwitz. And the Mela, Lemaisa, that's how a kula could come about, how you could get out of the problem. And that's like a fulfillment of what the Maran Padov is saying. Bikshu Chama Lilos, they came up with it, that Chumra was not said, betray what Che Rube. Problem is that it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Kufa Falaf and Manalaf points out, it's amazing Gemara. The Gemara beforehand quoted the Braisa. The Gemara quoted a Braisa that there were two concerns. One concern was Mechila Shel Dagim. There were burrows that in the case of Mayim Shein Lem Sof were afraid the fish made burrows in a tunnel and the guy could get out. And then the Gemara has in the bottom two Braises. Rebbe Kiva was saved because of a board, a raft from one of the boat. And he was able to survive also, and because of the waves also. So Gemara has basically two approaches why you get out of problem of, and the Gemara says, "Kama gedolim chachamim that mayim shein lem sof asaso." Because Gemara has a case that, you know, there was a guy, they were fishing, a guy went in the cave and shkia came, he couldn't get out. So he said, "I'll wait till the morning." So all the other guys said, "The guy didn't come in, he must be dead." So they went home, they said, "Your husband's dead," and they said, "A husband." So he comes out, he waited till the sun came out in the morning, he came home, and he saw them giving a husband about himself. So the Gemara says, "Kama gedolim chachamim that Mayim Shein Lem Sof, the woman is what? The woman is Asur. So, it's interesting. So the Gemara says, on the bottom here of Kufa Vav, it says, Amar Ravashi, Hadamra Mayim Shein Lem Sof Ishta Asura Hanimi Lebin Ishta Alma, Av Asur Vim Rabban Lo, a famous Tamachacham, Lomaisa, no, you can be Mekel, because Edith Sali Kala Islay, because if you would have survived, we would have heard about the Gadol. So that's double rove. That's the double rove. Rove is the most guys would die. The second one, if he would have survived, would have heard about it. So the Gemara says, no, Velohi, it's wrong. Loshna inish da'am, loshna surv mirabonin. The evidence, l'chachin lo. So Gemara says, beferish Trei Rube is bad. And all these Gedol Achronim build up this mahalach of Trei Rube. So they have to get out of this Gemara. I just want to point out the Karen Ora says, very interestingly, he says, when the Gemara rejects it, The Gemara is working with the burrow of Dagim. Because if you work out the burrow, the tunnel, and the river, then there's no reason to be machal between a what? A Talmid Chacham and a regular fellow. Therefore, you always have to be machmer. If you're working with the issue of perhaps a wave, or you're working with an issue of the, you know, a board, then we would have heard about it. Then there's a good as far to be mechalik. So he points out a beautiful pshat in the Gemara to Kernor. When the Gemara says Velohi, the Gemara is rejecting Ravashi, the Gemara is going with Mechilas Shel Dagim. It's Mechilas Shel Dagim, that's why there's no chilik between a regular guy and a Talmid Chacham. But if you work with the first reasons, Lamaisa, there's good reason to be mechalik. Okay, I thought it was a beautiful aura how to read the pshat in the Gemara, the Kernor says. But nonetheless, how do you get out of this Gemara? So, the basic mahalach that most of the Gedolei Achronim and Rav Moshe works with this is the following. Is that when the Gemara says Trei Rubei is bad, Trei Rubei is bad when it's Bezeach or Zeh, when the second rove is developed after the first rove. But if both roves are Nolad Bebas Achas, if both roves are born at the same time, then there is reason to what? Then you can be Meikel, and the din of Mayim Shein L'Sof B'chi Agavda, there was no Tzeru. There was no Chumrah said. And L'Moysa, this is what the Arya debate, Loi Paskins too as well. So the Shiloh, you could have the following case. Let's say they tell the woman, your husband was on a business trip, and he drowned in the boat, in a river. He fell in the river. And then a few years later, we haven't heard anything about him. So, why is that Babas Achas? Shouldn't that be Bezech or Zeh? He drowned, and then a year later, the rove develops. Why is that considered Babas Achas? So, Rabbi Tzochanan is Masbir, because when did she hear about it? She hears about both roves at the same time. The whole nafkemina about this guy is for her, whether she can remarry. So even though chronologically the two roves maybe happened to Zechar Zeb, but she heard about both at the same time. The Yediyah Sa'isha is the critical time period. And that's the concept that Rebbe Chanan discusses at great length, the concept of Yediyah. There are certain halachas that depend on Yediyah. Rebbe Chanan has scattered in different places. Rav Sarfati Shlita to point out the Rav Shechter had in the Sefer and Sumi Nubezik V'Atzon. He quotes from Chanan Degel HaTorah and Eli Belenzon pointed out to me in the Kol B'Shirim. Then afterwards I found it scattered in all different places, the Kol B'Shirim. He basically has six different categories, Rabbi Chanan, where you require Yediyah, and anytime you require Yediyah, you require two Edim. For example, he says that the halacha start with Orla. Suffolk Orla and Chutzlards is Mutter. Until you know about it, it's not. I can give a fellow Suffolk Orla Hertz. He doesn't know it's Orla. I know it's Orla. Not a problem. Rabbi Chanan says Suffolk Mamzer's Mutter Min HaTorah. The Gemara says Beferish. Let's say I want to Machsader Kedushin for someone who's a Mamzer. I know he's a Mamzer. He doesn't know he's a Mamzer. Suffolk Mamzer's Mutter. Until he has Yediyah and two Edim are required by Yediyah. So he's not a Mamzer. I'll be Din. That's the second category. Third category by Corbin. Two Edim have to notify me that I ate something that was Chazer. Chalif. So there's two Edim, you need Yediyah. The Rambam says an Eid Echad is enough not to do a Arifah Egla Rufa. There's a special Pasuk. If I didn't have a Pasuk, I would think you need two Edim because there's no Duh by the Parsh of Egla Rufa. Also, we know Yediyah is Taruvis. Right? In order to invato the Taruvis, Rabbi Chanan writes, why? Because it's a Chiddush. Anything that's a Chiddush, you have to have Yediyah about. The Bala Ochel has to know about in order for Bittul to work by Bittul Taruvis. Doesn't work automatically. Rabbi Chanan says things that are there's a pasuk or something that's a chiddush, you need to have yediyah on it, otherwise it doesn't work. L'maisa, he says the same thing by what? By the din of what avelus. He has a svara there that maybe the person has to feel the anguish, the tsar of losing someone. If you don't know about that, Reb Shlomo Eger writes, there would be no issur of lifta iver if a man would have tashu shemitah with his wife, he knew that his father-in-law died. Is he over lifta iver? No, because she has no yediyah. Until she has Yediyah, she's not ashamed of him at all. Wouldn't even be Lifnei Iver, I'll be Din. So it's hard to pin down exactly how. The way I will say it is, it's either Jerza Kosov or Lamaisa, or it has to be a Chiddush. But there's certain categories require Yediyah. And therefore, in this case, this would be one of those categories. So therefore, even though we said that the guy drowned or fell out of the boat, and a year later the rove is developed, so isn't that bizarre? It's not, because she found out about both at the same time. She finds out about both at the same time. The whole nafkamina is pertained to Yidiyas Aisha. Memeila, that's considered to be Bavas Achas, Alpidin. And that's why you could come up with this kulin and say that what? Maim Shein Lem So, Bechiai Gavda, there was no Gzeira of Maim Shein Lem So, because it's only by what? Tre Rube are bad in the Gemara, if it's Bezech or Zeh. But if Bavas Achas, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be a problem. This also, it's interesting, would come out Lamais in the following case. Let's say situation that someone dies and they're negotiating for the body and they can't get the body. Then they finally give up. They're Misyayish Milikovro. If they're Misyayish Milikovro, we know the body's dead. The body is considered to be the body's dead, Halacha Lamaisa. We know. There's no Shiloh. So it's very possible to say that in such a case, and we know that a woman can't get remarried until 92 days, so again, you could say Babas Achas means if the second rove develops within 92 days, then also that might be considered to be Babas Achas. So you would say in that case, also Halacha Lamaisa, that would consider to be what? We would say that that's considered to be acceptable. Halacha Lamaisa, and there's no din of Mayim Shein Lem So, because the second rove came about within 92 days. After 92 days, it's too late. In this day and age, you have so much technology. Lamaisa, the rove gets developed very quickly, much quicker than 92 days. So again, that would be what? We know the body, we know that Nishayish Milikovro, in such a case, and also in the case of, let's say, Mayim Shein Lem So, that's why there was reasons to paskin up quickly. Because the Shilas, we all know that if you have a Shmuel Rechoka, Shmuel Krova, if you hear about the death of one of the seven loved ones at 30 days or afterwards, that's a Shmuel Rechoka, it's one day, it chiseled down to 1 hour. If it's within 30 days, that's a Shmuel Krova, Shiviv Shloshim. So the Stechemet quotes a Machlaikis, what do you do in a case of Mayim Shein Lem Sof? What's the Psak? So the Chabif says, Beferish, that it would be a Shmuel Rechoka. And the Sholom Eshiv, the Stechemet quote, says you would do a full Shiv and a full Shloshim. Al Pipash this Lamaisa, you know the. For all intents and purposes, we said, for Mayim Shein Lem So, the guy's dead. For all these areas, for Shvua, for Yerusha, for Ksuba, right, for Kaddish even, we said, for this one din, Lamaisa, for this one halacha, this one halacha are getting married, and the Rif adds on, we should say, and the Tshuva's a Rif, says Shiv as well.